Thanks, Marty, and thanks for welcoming us here today. My name is Jennifer Balch. I know many of you, but some of you I don't know. I'm currently finishing up my PhD at the School of Forestry at Yale, and I will be starting in the fall as a postdoc at NCES. And NCES is part of the story of how we brought all of this together today. David will speak a little bit more about sort of the genesis of an idea and his many, many, many years of experience and sort of the culmination of in thinking about pyrogeography. But in terms of NCES and KITP, we really owe a great deal of gratitude to Stephanie Hampton, who's the deputy director at NCES, and also Jean Carlson, who is a physicist at UCSB. And their thinking and our proposal of a working group came to their desk, or came to Stephanie's desk, and she saw the potential to continue this conversation not only within the ecology community, but within the physics communities. So this is incredibly experimental, and it's going to push us outside of our comfort zone, which is sort of what Marty was touching on, but I'd also like to sort of re-emphasize that we have an amazing opportunity here to engage in a conversation, and I'd like to encourage all of you to really step outside your comfort zone and your classic standard box of thinking and really embrace meeting new people here and embrace new ideas and embrace the blackboards and, you know, just have fun with this place. And we have an opportunity to continue the conversations that start here through our now funded NCES working group beyond this. So we do have, we have some space in this meeting during this week to really experiment and think about new ways of presenting things. So with that, I also think we have an incredible opportunity to ride this, what I see as a wave of people thinking about fire science and how to really interpret what fire means in Earth systems and Earth systems processes. And I've seen just in the past couple of months, at several meetings, lots of different people talking about fire. And there's been a major call to pull together fire science. But I'm not sure really if anybody knows what that means or what that entails. And I'm not saying that we necessarily do, but we've got a lot of people in this room who, if anybody can do it, we should probably be able to do that and conceptualize what an integrated paradigm of pyrogeography really means. So so with that, welcome. And I think it's going to be an incredible amount of fun. We're going to have a great time this week. So I'd like to introduce David Bowman, who is my co-conspirator in this process. So thank you.
Great. Well, thanks a lot, and it's a real thrill and privilege to have got to this point. And I think we've been given a very valuable institutional and sort of administrative sketch of why we're here. And I guess I would like to sort of kick the proceedings off with a metaphor, and that is that we're intellectually, I think, at the same moment that the explorers of the world, and you've got to remember, human beings didn't know the existence of the geography of their Earth. And then there was speculation that there was a great southern land, and a lot of people had gone out on various voyages and seen very strange things and came back, and fragmentary charts were prepared, and then eventually the British got it together and said, well, we're going to go and find it. And I think we're at that point that we are imagining the idea that we will discover Australia, that we will imagine and comprehend for the first time, literally in the history of human thought, the place of fire, something which is so self-evident yet has been so elusive, so paradoxical, that it's something which is with us but not with us. And having part of my journey, part of my exploration, has been to work with Indigenous people and to work with other human beings and to share family life with another culture and to see them teach my children how to set fire to the bush. You really do know how culturally constrained our thinking is. And I would also urge you to, in your intellectual thought, realise that in fact, that we're not coming at this as theoretical physicists, completely and utterly dispassionate. Fire is a very pungent, very emotional and very culturally imbued idea. And I would suspect that that's one of the reasons why we have never got very far in our voyage of discovery. So thank you very much.